for the blue.
Good morning. I call the first meeting of the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development to order. The first thing to acknowledge is the beginning in this new era with co-chairs. I'm very pleased to be co-chair with Representative Bentz. He and I will be passing the gavel back and forth. It's a little bit new. We debated whether we should simultaneously hold on to the gavel and bring it down as the co-speakers did at one point during the session, but he graciously asked me to do that this morning, but we'll be sharing back and forth regularly, and I'm pleased that he's going to be part of this committee, as the rest of you are. We have a very simple agenda this morning, simply to adopt committee rules and to introduce each other and ourselves, and that's about it. So with that, do we need to open a work session for the purpose of the rules? So since we are in an organizational meeting, we don't need to open a work session. The rules are before you. They are the same as all the committees are adopting. They account for and include the topics that we talked about and the House rules on the floor during our organizational session, and should be fairly understandable. Is there any discussion of the rules before we might hear a motion? I don't see any. Representative Beyer.
Yes, I move we adopt the proposed committee rules.
Thank you. Representative Beyer moves the adoption of the committee rules as proposed. Is there any discussion of the motion? I don't see any. Is there any objection to the motion? I don't see any. The motion carries. The rules are adopted. Thank you very much, and we'll proceed with some introductions. Perhaps it would be appropriate to say something about your district and what you are interested in seeing this committee take on during our session. Representative Lindsay, maybe we'll start with you.
Sure, it's good to be here with you, and it's great to meet many of you that I haven't met before. Sean Lindsay, House District 30, that's the Greater Hillsborough area. We have roads out there, so I know that much about transportation, but I'm looking forward to working with you. One thing I would say is there's a lot of talk about equally divided. I keep on hearing that over and over again, equally divided, and I'm going to try to change my rhetoric a little bit to say equally united. So that's kind of my framework, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Representative Lindsay. Representative Nathanson.
Thank you. I'm Nancy Nathanson, House District 13, which is Eugene. Primarily, it's north of the river, and yes, that means it includes Autzen Stadium, home of the Ducks. I'm new to transportation and economic development as a policy committee, but having been on the Eugene City Council for a while, I was exposed to lots of transportation issues, as you can probably imagine from that local experience. And my one special topic that I'm interested in is improving the state's passenger and freight rail system.
Thank you. Representative Sheehan.
I'm Patrick Sheehan, House District 51, which is Clackamas, Damascus, Estacada, the rural side of Oregon City, a little bit of Happy Valley, a little bunch of other communities around there. My background's in advertising. I have a small interactive advertising agency, so all my clients are businesses, and so I think that's one of the things that I'll bring to the table here is a pretty full Rolodex of people in all sorts of different industries that I can call on for, that I've already called on for help in educating me on the transportation aspect of all this. So that's me in a nutshell. So, and I'm really thrilled to be here. So,
thanks very much. Representative Witt, maybe we can move back towards the center.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. State Representative Brad Witt from House District 31. It is the extreme northwest corner of our state. It's a very rural district. It runs from Soviets Island, just north of Portland, out to the Bay Bridge in Astoria. Our district, because it is rural, is not unlike virtually every other rural district in the state, and it is suffering tremendously from disinvestment oftentimes in a basic infrastructure as well as our businesses. Our true unemployment rate, if you consider unemployment and underemployment, is on the order of 25%. And it has been devastating to communities throughout my district. And they said, again, not unlike the rest of rural Oregon, and we will not have economic recovery until we have economic development. And one key component of that will be transportation. My district is known as also as the River District. And aside from waterborne transportation, we also have highway and rail freight, all within literally oftentimes a matter of hundreds of yards within next to each other. As I said earlier, some of this has suffered from disinvestment over a number of decades and is in dire need of being addressed so that we can get back up and running. So looking very forward to discussions on how we can make those kinds of expansions. And I will also be looking, Mr. Chairman, as we go through various ODOT issues, I would be particularly interested in seeing how ODOT intends to adequately track diesel fuel tax in our state, because I think that we are suffering a tremendous leakage there. So that's one area that I'm going to be paying close attention to. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Witt. Representative Widener.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I was on this committee last time and look forward to serving this time, especially with the economic development side. One of the things I'll be working on and that I've been working with the last 2 years is a private company called Coastal Parkway out in my district, which is District 24, primarily Yamhill County, and to go through to the number one tourist attraction in the state of Oregon, you have to go through my district. So we have a huge bottleneck with Newburgh Dundee, and there's a company that wants to build a private highway from Highway 18 straight out to I-5, where residents of McMinnville could be on I-5 in approximately 12 to 15 minutes. It would be a complete private project, and it would be a toll road. But it wouldn't cost the taxpayers a dime, but there's things we would have to do in this committee, and they're trying to organize and get everything done they can to move this project forward, but it would be a huge economic development for the state of Oregon. It would be a very large project because it would be a four-lane highway that runs approximately about 12, 15 miles. So, and look forward to having the discussions over that in the committee.
Thanks very much, and thanks particularly for noting the combination of things that are represented in this committee. Co-Chair Benz and I and Representative Witt were on the Economic Development Committee in the last session. You and former Chair Beyer represented the transportation end of things, so it's a nice combination of things, and we're particularly grateful for you, Representative Beyer, with your vast expertise and experience, and glad you're here.
Thank you. Representative Terry Beyer, House District 12, which is the community of Springfield. I've been on transportation since 2003 and really enjoy it. I can tie transportation to everything, but I think the tie to economic development is the one that occasionally people miss, but I don't think we can have one without the other. So I was really pleased to see the focus of the committee change this session, and really happy to work with Representative Reed and Representative Benz and be able to add whatever knowledge I have and learn from you.
And in fact, you'll also be co-chairing the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Transportation, so we have another nice connection, hopefully, to what we do in this committee.
Yes.
Mr. Co-Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Cliff Benz, representative from District 60, which is Baker County, Malheur County, Harney County, and part of Grant County, 26,000 square miles of the state of Oregon. Very happy to be on this committee. Very happy that you're co-chairing it, Representative Reed. This provides us with a great opportunity to actually listen to people in the state of Oregon and hear what they think we should be doing better in this town to support our economic efforts. I had Dean Sunny Ramaswamy on my radio show this morning from OSU's Department of Agriculture, and I asked him to tell me so I could share with the committee what he thought we should be doing differently to encourage that almost 25% of our economy that's made up of egg. And it was extraordinarily interesting to hear what he had to say, and I think that's what we've done in the past, Co-Chair Reedy, and listening to other folks and trying to build on their ideas to move the state forward. So I am truly looking forward to this this opportunity. It's and that's what it is. And I don't. And in joining my colleague regarding the description of what we're about, the House divided is not a phrase I like particularly. Particularly when it comes to how important issues are that we'll be dealing with. So I look forward to working with all of you.
Thanks very much. I feel like I should say something given all the good introductions you all made. I'm Tobias Reed from District 27, which is primarily Beaverton, some unincorporated Washington County, and Multnomah County as well. Outside of the legislature, I work at Nike, one of the two Fortune 500 companies headquartered in Oregon. And I had the honor of chairing the Sustainability and Economic Development Committee during the last session in interim, and hoping that we can build on that experience. I was fortunate enough to serve on the Transportation Committee under Chair Beyer in the 2007 session, so it's nice to come back to that area of emphasis. And for me, one of the most important things, or place I really want to spend some time, is on talent-focused economic development strategies. We do a lot, and we should talk a lot about tax incentives and other sorts of things, but I don't feel like we do as much around the cultivation and development of human talent. I have some ideas about that, and hopefully we'll be able to work on that. So appreciate you all being here. I'm excited about the makeup of this committee and the things that we'll be working on. And to that end, let me just make one announcement to the committee. You all probably, like me, were perusing the green sheets that were distributed on the floor over the last couple of days. I spent time last night looking at them to determine what I thought might make sense for our committee to begin looking at. So as you have thoughts about that, please share with me and with Co-Chair Bence. We'll be talking today about which ones we think might make sense for us. So as you have ideas, we'd be welcome to, we'd be glad to hear them as well. So that's it for me. Mr. Co-Chair, any others? Okay. I think we can conclude what might be the shortest meeting of the entire session. hopefully when we meet again, we will have bills to consider and policies to advance. So if there's nothing further from the committee, we will adjourn for today. Thanks very much.
Thank you.